This episode is brought to you by Graybar. Graybar is a trusted and leading North American distributor of electrical, communications, data networking, and industrial products that supports projects of any industry. Construction, hospitals, industrial plants, schooling, and more. Yep, Graybar does that. Graybar operates with one clear mission: to serve as the vital link in the supply chain, adding value for customers and suppliers with innovative solutions and services. But here's what makes them different from the competition: being able to effectively navigate supply chains to get products on site and on time is crucial these days. And Graybar's nationwide logistics network, with over 290 locations across the country, assists owners and professionals build and maintain the operations in their electrical, communications, and industrial world by providing them what they need, when and where they need it, and within budget. Yep, Graybar does that. To view more information on their services, head to graybar.com. That's GRAYBAR.com. Yep, Graybar does that. This episode is brought to you by Putter Cup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Putter Cup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Putter Cup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Putter Cups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag, so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Putter Cup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the Pressure Putt Combo, you really save. And the Pressure Putt Combo includes both the Speed Bump and the Center Cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER.
Some brands offer you low finance or cashback or servicing.
Renault don't do ors. We do ands. The Renault Kadjar with 1.91% APR and €1,000 cashback and 3 years servicing, saving you thousands. Renault, the brand with the ands. Visit your local Renault dealer. Finance is made under a hire purchase agreement. Terms and conditions apply. Deposit required, subject to lending criteria. See Renault.ie.
For members only, Golf Smarter number 440, published on June 10, 2014, is brought to you by Harry's. For guys like us who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what we're paying now, go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code GOLFSMARTER when you check out.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
The Ben Hogan Brand is reborn with Terry Kaler.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to Golf Smarter, Terry.
Well, it's nice to be back, Fred.
It is great to talk to you again. It's such an exciting time because you have a significant announcement. Now, the Golf Smarter community has supported you since 2008 with Eidolon and then with Score Golf. And now something very exciting is happening in this industry, and you're right in the center of it.
Yes, we are, and we're being told that this is the biggest story in the golf equipment industry, and it certainly is in our world, and that is that in 2015, we are bringing the Ben Hogan brand back to golf equipment.
Wow. So what does that exactly mean for you and for us as consumers?
Well, for consumers, it means that they once again can count on the quality, the performance integrity, the business integrity that the Ben Hogan Company represented for decades. And that company built such a wonderful reputation for precision golf clubs, you know, so heavily focused on the blade side of the market with the venerable Apex, which is not a brand that goes with Hogan anymore. Callaway has a, you know, they kept that brand when they disposed of the Hogan brands. But the Apex iron in Ben Hogan Apex iron built a legendary following among better players. And then in the late 1980s, the Hogan Edge, the first cavity back forged golf club, became, as I've been told by several retailers, the most successful iron introduction of all time.
And what? So where did they go?
The Ben Hogan Company spent 40 years in Fort Worth, Texas. You know, legendary Fort Worth institution, and then the company was purchased and moved to Virginia and got, in my opinion, misdirected. That's actually when I took in as marketing director and just was unsuccessful in trying to really redirect the brand. In my opinion, it should have never left Fort Worth. I left that position, my dream job of all time, marketing director at Ben Hogan Company. I voluntarily left it because it wasn't the Ben Hogan Company that I revered. And I went off onto my world with Reed Lockhart and Eidolon and then Score. And then the Ben Hogan Company sold to Spalding, and they moved it back to Fort Worth, and then Spalding went bankrupt, and then Callaway bought the assets of Spalding, and then they moved it back out of Fort Worth and shuttered it. So the brand has just not had true Hogan files, if you will, running it, for the last 20 years, and so it just kind of drifted at sea, if you will, and hadn't been on the market in 5 years. But there's a set of principles Mr. Hogan laid down for those of us who are devoted disciples, if you will. And we have on our team over 150 years of Ben Hogan Company experience from those Fort Worth days, and we're getting more. There was a uniqueness about that company and about the product and the quality and the precision that we are recapturing and working on new products right now. But this is not just the brand coming back to golf. This is the Ben Hogan Company coming back to golf, and it's, you know, embodies every value that Mr. Hogan had about people and about business and about golf equipment. And my personal opinion, there's nobody on the planet ever knew more about how to use a golf club than Mr. Hogan did.
And not only does Mr. Hogan mean so much to golf, but clearly so much to Texas. And like he's been a big part of your life without ever being part of your life. But I mean, he's always been, you know, at your arm's reach. You've always had a very deep connection, not only to the name, but to the brand, right?
Well, I've always had a close connection to Mr. Hogan, and that goes back to my childhood, Fred. My dad played golf with Mr. Hogan before the war in Houston in a, I don't know if it was a friendly game or an exhibition match. I lost my dad when I was 27, so unfortunately I can't get those answers. But he was very fond of Mr. Hogan, and Mr. Hogan, I think, like my father, I grew up with a copy of Power Golf that Mr. Hogan had written the whole inside dust cover, a note to my dad. And Hogan's Five Lessons, the venerable book and the most popular instructional book of all time, was first published as a series in Sports Illustrated magazine, and the first issue was March 11th, 1957, which was my fifth birthday. And I grew up thinking, with those magazine articles that I read, I grew up thinking that wasn't a coincidence, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, and my dad, as I look back, my dad mimicked Mr. Hogan a lot in his fashion sense. And my dad was a gray slacks, white shirt kind of guy. Like Mr. Hogan, my dad, I grew up in the clothing business, and my dad's sense of style may have been from that, and I don't know where Mr. Hogan got his, probably from Marvin Leonard, but there were so many similarities there. They rolled their cuffs up in their dress trousers when they played golf so they wouldn't, you know, muddy the inside of their cuffs, and, you know, I mean, just things like that. But I grew up, Mr. Hogan was my hero, and my childhood golf, I was bound and determined that you could beat a golf course from tee to green. and that putting was kind of a secondary part of the game, as Mr. Hogan once said or several times said. And my goal in life was to beat a golf course from tee to green. And one of my most distinct memories of my life, 1967 at Augusta on Saturday, and those of you who weren't old enough to remember that, it was the most phenomenal thing ever. TV was young. But Mr. Hogan lit it up with a 66 on Saturday, shot 30 on the back nine, played it 2 under par from tee to green on the back nine, hit 2 4-woods into 13 and 15, made birdie on both holes. Said it was maybe the best ball striking 9 holes he'd ever had. But he carved up Augusta, and even with a relatively bulky putter, shot 66 at 55 years old. And I remember my dad racing out on the golf course in his car to get me, to run me back into the clubs to watch this unfold. I distinctly remember that.
I'm going to take a break right now because this episode of the Golf Smarter podcast is brought to you by Harry's. They're a new innovative company that's disrupting an industry we've all had to pay into and endure for years. Can we spend a moment talking about razors? What a great time for a Father's Day gift. Oh my gosh, Harry's is perfect. Harry's was founded by two guys, Andy and Jeff, who knew there was a better way. Here's what Harry's does. They focus on giving guys a great shaving experience for a fraction of the price, half the price of other razor blades like Gillette. They have clean product design. It's the less is better concept. They have high quality blades engineered in their own factory in Germany. They recently purchased the factory, but this factory's been manufacturing blades for over 100 years, and their blades are known for sharpness and strength. Plus the convenience and ease of ordering online so you can skip the razor aisle completely. Now, if you hadn't heard before, I'm very proud to have Harry's as a sponsor because Andy of Andy and Jeff is my nephew.
Hi, this is Andy Katz Mayfield, co-founder of Harry's. My partner Jeff and I started Harry's because we believe that for guys like us who want a great shave for a fraction of what we're paying now, there has to be an alternative. I invite you to go to harrys.com and see how much money we can save you each year on blades alone. I'd also like to offer you $5 off your first purchase by entering the code GOLFSMARTER when you check out. We've selected GOLFSMARTER because we believe that Fred has grown an active, loyal community of guys just like us. So please go to harrys.com, that's harrys.com, and make sure to enter the code GOLFSMARTER, one word, and get $5 off your first purchase. You won't believe the savings, and you won't believe your shave.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate you stopping by. As a matter of fact, if you've heard ads for Harry's on any other podcast, you will not hear Andy's voice, because Andy was at my house recently in between his trips to China and Germany and living in New York with his wife in L.A. And never mind, I'm not going to go into the whole family business, but we're incredibly proud of Andy. And again, very proud to have them as a sponsor on the show. So here's what you need to do. Go to harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S. Harry's.com. Use the offer code GOLFSMARTER and get $5 off your first purchase. That's a significant savings because what you buy from Harry's is not that expensive. Whether it's for yourself or it's a gift for graduation, for Father's Day, it's perfect. That's Harry's.com. Checkout code GOLFSMARTER. We thank Harry's for their support of the podcast and a tap on the back to my nephew, Andy. Now, Terry, we're just days before the 2014 U.S. Open at Pinehurst, which also means it's Father's Day weekend. So I'm going to relate to this more as a dad than I am as a son. But there's got to be something very deep for you about this to be associated now again with the Ben Hogan brand, but in a controlling way. Your dad would be so proud of you.
Well, my mother's 93 and she says the same thing. I'm sorry, I'm going to get choked up. I think about
I already am, so that's okay. but
I really believe this is what I was meant to do. I believe my entire golf industry career and my entire life as an entrepreneur was to put me right here, right now with this opportunity to right some wrongs and to return Mr. Hogan's legacy in the equipment industry to the same respect that he enjoys as a professional and as a businessman, as a gentleman. And there's a wonderful new book out called Ben Hogan, The Myths Everyone knows The Man No One Knew. It's written by a gentleman named Tim Scott, wonderful, wonderful man, who was a VP of marketing sales at Hogan in the 70s. And it's a wonderful, it's not a documentary. There's some great biographies on Mr. Hogan about what he accomplished. This is about who he was. And if anybody of your listeners or fans, you know, find that book by Tim Scott, it is a wonderful, wonderful writing. And we'll quickly have that available in a link to Tim's website on our site, benhogangolf.com, because it's just a, it's a phenomenal look into this misunderstood man who was gentle, but he suffered no fools. He was a taskmaster, but he would outwork you while he was driving you hard. And it, it, there's so many great things that he leaves us that whether you're in the golf business or not, Mr. Hogan set a standard of excellence that we all could do well to follow.
Yeah, but you got to be so proud.
Well, and I, you know, I am, and this is a huge opportunity from a pure business standpoint. It's a huge opportunity to get this thing righted. But, you know, you're talking about fathers and sons, and I, my dad, as I said, died when I was 27, and I kind of, I feel like young Luke with my dad and Mr. Hogan looking down from the clouds like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Luke's dad is like, you know, do right, son. I mean, this is, I feel this, it's an exciting pressure is what it is. It's a very exciting pressure. Yep. And I'm basically saying, give me the ball, give me the ball. This is what I want.
Yoda Hogan. Don't swing hard, young Terry. So what does that do to the, to Score Golf, to your product line that you've developed over the years and had a tremendous amount of success in just exploding on the industry and getting amazing reviews year after year? What does that do to the Score Golf line? Is that still exist, or is it now going to be called Ben Hogan?
Well, the Score product line definitely exists. It's winning awards. It's winning converts. It's winning believers, because this is one of those golf clubs that really works. And, you know, they come along every once in a while, you know, the Adams Tight Lies, the great, the Big Bertha, the great Big Bertha, the, you know, the original Ping Answer. There are revolutionary products in our game, in the history of our game, that changed the game. And we have empirical proof on Iron Byron that this product delivers the tightest dispersion patterns of anything in the wedge category, anything in the high-tech short iron category. Now, I invite your listeners to go to scoregolf.com and just go to the page that says the proof, and we'll show you that your short iron distance control issues, your wedge distance control issues, are not your fault. Those dispersions are built into the golf clubs you play. So Score is here. The technology is proven. It works better. The Ben Hogan products are, you know, 2015. We've got some wonderful things on the drawing board. We're exploring some wonderful technologies that Mr. Hogan was onto, both clubs that got to market, and we've discovered a treasure trove of things that Mr. Hogan was messing with that never went to market that we're going back and reviewing. It's just exciting.
Wow.
But the Score product line, I'll just be very candid, it owns the short end of the set. I don't care what your handicap is, what your skill level is. We went out 2-3 weeks ago and fitted 4 LPGA players.
Wow.
And all 4 of them said, these will go into my bag immediately. They're like cheating. And they did.
What a testimony.
When a tour professional will put a new club in their bag, particularly in the scoring end of the set, with 1 day's practice with it. These ladies got their golf clubs on Tuesday at Kings Mill and put it in the bag for Thursday to start the tournament. And I'm not free to say their names because they're all under contract with other companies, and they didn't violate their contract, but I don't have name and likeness. But that's the testament to the kind of golf club it is. And so how the Score and the Hogan golf clubs will blend or coexist is a matter, as you can imagine, of great conversation around here. And I think the answer to that will really be defined as the Hogan product line gets its final definition and we see exactly what this set of irons looks like, and where it's going to, you know, how it's going to be positioned. But I will tell you what Hogan irons are going to be all about is everything they've always been about. That's precision, quality, shot making, getting the most out of your skill set, regardless of what that is.
I need to backtrack on a couple things, but then I have another question, so I hope I don't lose all this. But I want to say that the Tim Scott book will be in the Golfer's Mart in our book section. I will definitely put that up there. And in you just asked listeners to go to scoregolf.com, benhogan.com. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to golfsmarter.com and click on the link to Score Golf. There's going to be there on our main page. And if you do and you decide to purchase, which you probably will, just know that Golf Smarter listeners will get 10% off with the coupon code Golf Smarter. And the Golf Smarter members get 15% off, and boy, does that pay for your membership. But I'm not going to give that member that coupon code here. I'll do it on the members only episode that we'll do next when we answer some questions from listeners about their short game. But again, just get those links. Just get to Terry's site from golfsmarter.com. All right. So the Hogan, you're going to be making irons with the Hogan name, and you're going to keep the scoring clubs or the wedges, which you don't like to call them. You like to call them scoring clubs, as Score Golf. I'm confused.
Well, we don't have all the answers to that. What I was trying to say was all the answers to that, but the Score product line is going to be available at least through the rest of this year.
Okay.
And where we go, and the Hogan line will not be available till 2015. We are committed to one serious principle. The Hogan irons will go on the market when they're perfect. And I don't have a time. I have a timeline I'm shooting for. Yeah. But I will not sacrifice quality for timeline.
Okay. Good for you. Well, that's great. And are you? Now, there was another company involved here. Am I allowed to mention their name? Because they have a recognizable name, and I want to know what their involvement is.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, our relationship, how the Hogan came back to market, is Callaway Golf was the last golf company owner of the Ben Hogan brand packet. Mm-hmm. Callaway kept Apex and Edge and put it on some of their golf clubs, but those were iconic Hogan brands. But they sold the brand, Ben Hogan brand, to Perry Ellis, who Callaway has a long apparel relationship with. Perry Ellis, wonderful apparel company.
Yeah.
And they sold the Ben Hogan brand to Perry Ellis. And Perry Ellis started getting inquiries as they started making apparel. They started getting inquiries from people about, are you going to make Hogan golf clubs, whatever. And we reached out to them at about the time they decided, you know, they really needed to do that. I mean, people wanted Ben Hogan golf club, but it needed to be done right. And you know, we won, I guess, for lack of a better term. They looked at our Hogan lineage. They looked at our Hogan passion. They looked at our product, the Score 4161, and the accolades and the media awards this has achieved and earned over the last 3 years. And they came to the conclusion, and we know they're right, that this is the Ben Hogan Company. We just didn't have the name. You know, we're committed to the same principles because all of us worked at Ben Hogan and all of us are Ben Hogan disciples. And so it was probably a pretty easy decision for them to come to it, that, you know, we are the Ben Hogan Company. Let's make it official and put the name on it. That's very flattering, and it's a huge obligation and opportunity for us. But, you know, I can't stress enough that a big part of this was we earned it with Score 4161. And something, you know, we've talked about product life cycles and how companies are turning out the greatest things since sliced bread every 4 to 6 months. We haven't changed the Score 4161 since 2011. We've earned Golf Digest Hot List 3 years in a row without changing it. Mm-hmm. We've earned Golf Magazine's Top Rated Wedge Award 2 years in a row without changing it. Because it's just better. All of the other guys keep changing and changing and changing. We still got a better product than they have. I mean, I'm unabashed about that. It's better. And Iron Byron says so. And every golfer that plays them says so. Mm-hmm. We had if I might add something.
Sure.
We did a survey of our owners, trying to understand, you know, our owners and everything. 94% of Score owners said they'd buy them again. That is a product loyalty rating that surpasses iPhone and iPad and other products out there that have very loyal followers. 94% said they'd buy them again, and 94% said they'd recommend to them to a friend. It's just that kind of product. You've played it. You know what I'm talking about. It's a dart thrower.
I'd be one of those people that would, and I have, and I've told people to use them, and I carry them in my bag. And I've even had opportunities to go to other brands because some minor flaw or something happened, like, you know, hitting a rock, whatever, but on a couple clubs. And to me, it was much easier for me and made much more sense for me to send the wedge back to you, have you clean it up, fix it, instead of even taking it to my local, you know, club maker and put it back in my bag. No question. No question it goes back in my bag.
And we get emails and letters and phone calls every day from people that tell us these wonderful stories about, you know, my first day out with my scores, I hold out from 80 yards or 120
yeah,
yards.
Yeah, I did that. I did that too.
I mean, it's amazing how often we get these. Of course, there are thousands of owners out there, but it's gratifying, too, that people write and tell us that. It's all, and that's what we love about, you know, being able to deal direct with consumers online as well as through select retail outlets, which we're very narrow limited in that. But it's great to hear golfers tell you their own story about their success with your product. I mean, that makes this fun.
Oh, I know. It makes it hard to walk away. I kind of get that with this show. People keep writing saying what it's done to their game. And I'm like, I didn't swing your clubs. You did it all yourself. What kind of pressure does this put you under? And I don't mean financial pressure. I mean, representing an icon like this, what does it do to you personally?
Well, you know, on the surface, I do feel a lot of pressure, but good pressure. It's kind of like, you know, the pressure of having a two-stroke lead going down the 18th hole in the U.S. Open. That's pressure you'd really like to have.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of feel like that's what we have. You know, we had kind of brought our whole team together as this broke, and we kind of laid out on the wall our driving force, and that's what would Mr. Hogan do. Mr. Hogan was a man that had genuine concern for other people. He was a taskmaster for quality. There's some great stories I could share with you about some of the stories the guys in the shop tell, and some of them are in Tim's book. He was all about true performance attributes. Marketing never drove the Ben Hogan Company. Engineering always drove that company. And, you know, when the cavity back golf clubs were really taking hold in the 1980s, and the guys were going, you know, we're losing market share. We own the blade market, but, you know, there's this other segment coming out there. And Mr. Hogan said, well, then let's find a way to make that golf club, but it has to be forged, because that's the only way a golf club can feel right. And I look back and so Mr. Hogan leaves a very interesting legacy, clear for us. He was very high integrity, very honest, genuine concern for others. His mantra on the golf course and in business was outwork the competition. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes of Mr. Hogan's, and we used it in an ad campaign that I did back when I was a marketing director at Hogan. And he was asked, if you outwork the best, does that then make you the best? And he said, yes, it does. And, you know, Tiger Woods proved that early in his career. I mean, he's out there just blitzed everybody by 8 or 10 shots, and he's still the last guy leaving the range that evening. You know, and I mean, that's what it takes to be the best, regardless of whether it's, you know, doing a podcast or running a golf club company or being a golfer or being a babysitter or, you know, a carpenter, whatever. You got to outwork the best guy out there, and then you can be the best. That's how they got there.
Well, it's an amazing story. I'm so happy for you. This is a big deal. And your success is just continuing to grow, and it's just awesome to be on the sidelines watching it happen.
Well, thank you. And what's really been gratifying is I have gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails and LinkedIn notes and from people around the world cheering us on and congratulating us and telling us we're the right guys to do it, which is really flattering.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to we're going to finish it up now, but we're going to do a members only episode too, because there are a number of questions that have been received. You know, when we used to do our Short Game Academy back in 2013, there's a link on your blog, thewedgeguy.com. Isn't that the blog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a link that still has the opportunity for people to submit questions for the Short Game Academy. And so I have some questions that we've never really dealt with, and I thought it would be a lot of fun to to do that and get some advice from you on the short game, as we had done in the past. So we'll do that as a members-only episode. But I just want to remind everybody again that, if you want to hear that episode, you're going to have two choices to do that. But join Golf Smarter for members only. But also, you want to join Golf Smarter for members only to take advantage of the 15% discount that you will get on the product line that Terry is offering at Score Golf. And at some point, hopefully, we'll be involved with the Ben Hogan line as well. It's a legacy that you have big shoes to fill. It's an amazing thing, and I'm really happy for you. So, Terry, congratulations again.
Well, thank you, Fred, and I look forward to being back on soon and talking about the Ben Hogan Company some more as the story develops.
And an exciting story it is, isn't it? Well, you know, you're hearing Terry try to be very humble on the success of the line of Score Golf wedges, but take it from all the major golf publications who've praised these clubs for multiple years now. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, maybe, possibly, but you probably heard about Score Golf and Eidolon Golf the first time right here on Golf Smarter. So go to scoregolf.com, S-C-O-R-G-O-L-F, there's no E, scoregolf.com, and take advantage of the amazing customer service and noticeable difference in your game that one club or a complete set of Score Golf scoring clubs will make when you put them in your bag. Just make sure that when you speak to them, whether you do it on the phone or do everything online, as a Golf Smarter member, you get a full 15% discount with a checkout code GSMember. GSMember. Golf Smarter member. GSMember. And that will get you 15% off your order at Score Golf. If you're on Twitter, follow us at Golf Smarter. Hashtag sound advice. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
This episode is brought to you by Modern Mammals, a company that creates new hair washing products for men. Visit modernmammals.com and use code GOLFSMARTER for 10% off. I'm a guy. I get it. Once you find a product you like, especially hair care products, you think, that's it. I'm not changing. Why would I? This works fine. Really? Fine? When is fine good enough in your life, your work, your game? Unlike the shampoo you've been using forever, Modern Mammals products don't have harsh detergents that suds up and dry out your head and hair. And unlike conditioners, they don't leave your hair limp and frizzy. Instead, they lightly clean your hair and scalp, cleansing your hair while protecting its strength and texture. But let's get back to you. Have you ever really cared about what you put in your hair? Probably not. But that's why you need to visit modernmammals.com and read the reviews that prove how well it works. And while you're there, use code GOLFSMARTER at checkout for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with the promo code GOLFSMARTER. That way, they knew we sent you.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.